You're listening to SBS News.
There was dancing in the streets of Skopje, the Macedonian capital, as the results were declared.
Today, Macedonian people will show again that we are smart people, we are lovely people and peaceful people, that we really like to save our name Macedonia.
For years, Greece and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia have fought over the Balkan nation's official title. A deal agreed between the prime ministers of both countries would see Macedonia become North Macedonia, while Athens would no longer object to its neighbour joining NATO and the European Union. The referendum was the first step in the process of ratifying that agreement, but less than 50% of residents voted, the result of a successful boycott campaign.
Nobody changes their name. Let them recognise us under this name. Who is upset with our name? We only have one name and we carry it in our souls.
However, Macedonia's Prime Minister Zoran Zaev isn't giving up. He says that because most of those who voted supported the name change, Parliament should respect the decision. He'll try to change the constitution through a vote of MPs. He'll need the support of a two-thirds majority.
I know, the opposition knows, all the citizens know. There is and there can be no better agreement with Greece. There is and there can be no alternative to Macedonia's membership of NATO and the EU. Let's not play games with our unity and our Macedonia.
Yes voters believed the deal would bring economic prosperity and security.
In general, the life will be better, and the relations of this state towards the whole of Europe. I think until now, we have been marginalized in a way.
If the government cannot pass the legislation through Parliament, early elections could be held as soon as November. The referendum was supposed to bring clarity to an argument that has lasted 27 years. But the battle over the Macedonian name will continue for some time yet. In Skopje, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.